Stand by for the Terry Saul Show in 5. Roll tape. 4. Cue Terry. 3. Bring audio up. 2. Stand by. 1. Play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station. We are KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I am so glad that you joined us. Today, we've got a double barrel set of guests here. Sandy and Renee from the Diabetes Support Services. You've been here before, and we're going to talk a little bit about this sonic machine that you have a little bit later on here, because it sure does make you jiggle a lot. And first of all, good morning and welcome. Let's start with you, Sandy. Tell me a little bit how you got involved. You and I have talked before. We've done an interview before. I think we've done a couple of them before.
Yes, yes,
okay.
We have.
You got involved with diabetes how?
Well, let's go all the way back to 1962. You're stretching my memory.
Wow.
When my husband was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
I'm not even sure I was born back then.
Oh, rub it in.
I was born back then.
Okay, so he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and we have kept him alive 59 years.
Good for you.
And so he's on an insulin pump and continuous glucose monitor, and it's been a roller coaster ride.
Why? Why has it been such an up-and-down ride?
It's typical of diabetes, because diabetes is unpredictable. And so we've seen it all, basically. So back in 1962, we were pretty unaware what diabetes really was. But we sort of got our GED in it.
back in 1962, wasn't that considered more of a terminal disease?
He was given a life expectancy of 40 to 45 at that time.
And he proved him wrong.
And he proved, oh no, that's because of me. I've kept him alive.
Boy, there's got to be a joke in there somewhere. I'm just not sure which direction to go with that.
Well, you know, what I always tell our classes is that I've saved his life a number of times by reviving him when he's passed out. But then there's been a lot of times, you know, when you've been married almost 60 years, a lot of times you like to kill your spouse as well.
Yeah, I think my wife's going through that right now.
Is that right?
So when you say you've revived him, seriously? Brought him back?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you tell me about him?
Well, sometimes his blood sugars fluctuate extremely,
okay,
one way and another. And so when they drop, he has had diabetes so many years, he is hypoglycemic. He has hypoglycemic unawareness. And so he's not aware when his blood sugars are dropping. And so sometimes he doesn't even pay attention to his insulin pump and the alarms that are going off, because they go so quickly that he does not tend to treating a low blood sugar.
So what do you do?
Well, there are a number of things that I can do. The last thing I want to do is call 911. First thing I do is try to get some sugar in him one way or another. Probably some orange juice. If he's really low, I sometimes don't even test his blood sugar before I start treating it, because I've been doing this for so many years. But try to get him to take some orange juice. I carry... in the refrigerator, we have
glucagon
mm-hmm. injections, right? And so sometimes I have to give him a shot of glucagon.
What is that? What is glucagon?
It's basically liquid sugar, but it gets into the body quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a mixture, and I have to get all my strength together and my Finnish sisu mm-hmm. and courage up to give him an injection. And that usually brings him around pretty quickly, but sometimes it doesn't. His blood sugars have been recorded as low as 10.
Oh!
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, right after he drove our car into a tree, the paramedics came
out. Wow.
Yes, and so it's an interesting history.
I have diabetes stage 2. Okay.
Type 2,
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Where I don't have to give myself the injections. I do take a Trulicity injection every Friday morning.
Uh-huh.
And that's always kind of fun.
Right.
Because sometimes I forget to take the top off, and when I'm injecting it, I go, man, that didn't hurt at all. And my wife will look down, she says, take the top off, stupid. And it's like, I take the top off and it's all over the place. And it's like, okay, fine. But one of the things that we found, if my blood sugar gets down to 90 or less, and the lowest I think I've ever gotten was like 55, and I was not doing real good at that. I get the shakes.
Oh, yes.
And we have orange juice in the fridge here, but you know what I discovered more than that? Reese's peanut butter cups.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's the peanut butter, if it's the sugar, whatever it is, but a Reese's peanut butter, and I always carry them, just because whenever I start to feel a little bit, okay.
It's a good thing.
I have Reese's peanut butter cups, and we have them in our refrigerator, and every time my grandkids go, Grandpa, can I have some of your medicine? Yeah, go ahead and have one.
Medicine.
But it was kind of funny. I was driving down the commercial not too long ago, and I felt it was coming on. So I pulled into one of those little food marks, ran in there, grabbed a Reese's, ripped it open, I started eating. The guy goes, hey, you got to pay for that first. I go, I will. Believe me, I'll pay for it. But that's what, you know, and when you get that low, and me, for mine was, you know, 60 or low, I'm shaking. And I just need to lay down and try to drink some orange juice, like you say. But 10, I mean, isn't that borderline going into a coma?
Anything below 40 is life-threatening. And so we've had those experiences over and over again. It does a lot of damage to the body.
What is his normal blood sugar count?
Well, his doctor keeps him on an average of 150 because he has these incredible drops, and so which is a lot higher than what it normally would be.
Yeah, they told me about 123 to 130, somewhere around that area is where I try to keep mine at.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, when you talk about the symptoms of a low blood sugar, this is what we teach, and Renee can chime in here anytime. We teach that everybody is a snowflake, and some people have symptoms at 70, and some people don't get symptoms until they get down to 40. And so there's a variety of symptoms. Maybe you get crabby and angry and
well, that's my normal state of mind now.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know.
What do you mean that's true? Oh.
I give it back to you.
Set them up and she knocks them down.
And so, but then it can go the other way too. Somebody might be just really silly and happy and joking and laughing because you just don't know what that low blood sugar is going to do to the brain.
And it really, when it's going to affect you, it can take you out real fast from your normal frame of mind.
Yes.
As well as that's what happened on mine. Uh-huh. And it's scary. It's really scary because you don't know what's happening to yourself. You don't know what's happening to your body. And all of a sudden you feel you're shaking. You can't stop shaking. And it just scares you.
Mm-hmm. And so you perspire, usually. That's one of the symptoms. And we actually have a chihuahua that is trained to check his blood sugars. And so he was trained by using pretzels. So you chew pretzels and the dog sniffs your mouth and then you give him a reward. And so he knows when the blood sugars go low. For a high blood sugar, which he also does, it's interesting because he goes up and he sniffs in his ears for some reason. There's some way he tests that. But he, to be trained, he was given, juicy fruit gum. And so the body, the breath gets fruity smelling. And so that's the reward for juicy fruit gum. Yeah.
Keep the dog around.
Oh, he has woke me at night probably 6-7 times when my husband's been passed out, and I'm a very sound sleeper. And so he'll come upon my shoulder and wake me up. Dad needs help.
Wow.
And his name is Cozy, short for glucose.
There you go. So, Renee, how did you get involved in all this?
I got involved with Sandy when she was a member of the fitness club I was managing, and we got connected, talked about diabetes. Diabetes is in my family. I'm diabetic. And,
are you one or two?
I'm two.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that, and she explained what she was doing with diabetes support services. At that time, it was My Pal Sticky. And
My Pal Sticky.
My Pal Sticky.
How the hell did you come up with a name like that?
When my husband was diagnosed in 1962, a friend said to him, why don't you get a porcupine and feed him insulin and sleep with him? Then you don't have to take all those shots. And that stuck. And so when we...
That was a friend, you say? Are you sure?
Yes. And so when we... Well, let's go back to our start. In 2007, in April of 2007, a friend called me and said she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and she was feeling too ill to drive. And so she asked if I would go with her to the Salem Hospital classes, and or if I would drive her. And so I agreed to do that. Then I called her back, and I said, let me see if I can go with you, because in 40-some years, we had never been offered a class.
No, why is that? They were just were not available, or you?
Probably not available, and they were done through hospitals, and usually when somebody ended up in emergency or whatever. And so we decided that this was our calling, that we needed to start a support group. And yeah. So we thought we were going to be serving parents with kids with diabetes, and we were wrong.
Now, Renee, are there a lot of, does it normally happen to children, or is it just a lot of different age groups will get diabetes?
All kinds of age groups can get diabetes. It started off, kids used to be called juvenile diabetes, and oftentimes were type 1. They were either born with it or got it out of an illness. Now we're seeing young children, 6, 8 years old, coming up and being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and heart disease at that young age. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really increased.
Yeah. So you said that a child can get it as a result of an illness. What kind of an illness are we looking at?
It can be anything. It can be a virus. It can be anything that goes in and knocks out the pancreas or affects the pancreas. And that kind of thing, because that's where our insulin production comes from. And so once there's a problem there, then that's...
So as a parent, I mean, that's going to scare the hell out of you then, not knowing if your child gets ill or not, whether or not, hey, this could be something serious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm kind of amazed at how resilient kids are and how they pick it up. I think probably there's more anxiety in the parents than are in the kids.
Sure.
Yeah, they are.
So how did the two of you hook up?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I invited her to speak at our meetings, our evening meetings. We're holding support group meetings once a month, and she was one of the speakers, and we had already known each other through her health club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we just developed a relationship, and it was one of those situations, like with many of your friends, you're in and out of their lives for years, and then when we got really, the group was growing and our organization was growing, then she came on board as a board member.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been in a couple of different locations.
Mm-hmm.
Your new location right now is actually almost just across the street from us here on Lancaster there. The center, it looks like the diabetes support center there is pretty good size now. Before, you weren't as big as you are now.
We were in two little tiny rooms in the basement.
Yeah.
And we moved to, it's 4,000.
4,000 square feet.
Square feet. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So what's in that 4,000 square feet? I noticed that you have some classroom area, it looks like, some chairs and desks and stuff. What all do you have in there?
We do. We have a theater space, what we call our theater space. That's where we teach our classes. We have our jiggle joint, which is where our sonic equipment is. We have
jiggle joint. Right, we're going to get to that on our next segment here.
We have a conference room, which is now a food pantry that when COVID started, we started a food pantry to deliver and have food for people in need.
What kind of food are we talking?
We are talking food from Marion Polk Food Share and other places that comes pre-boxed. And we also get produce, fresh produce, frozen bread. And then we have private donations that are giving us things that are not food. Diapers,
really? How long have you guys been
pet
doing that?
Food. We've been doing that since March of
2020.
Yep, March of 2020.
And we have fed over 11,000 people
since
that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's incredible. Hey, we need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show, it's being brought to you by the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. More in just a moment. We're just getting warmed up. Stick around. We're not going anywhere.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM. We are talking with Sandy and Renee from the Diabetes Support Services. Before we took our last break, you mentioned something about a food pantry, Renee. Tell me a little bit more about that.
We ended up with, when COVID started coming around and people started getting isolated and couldn't get out, we worked together with Marion County originally. They were able to provide some services. They didn't have any space to do it. We had the space. So we partnered. Marion Polk Food Share, we already had a contract with them, so they delivered the food to us. We also picked up food from them, fresh produce, and we started off by serving like 2,000 people at a whack, and we were delivering huge numbers of them. Cars would go out all different directions delivering food to people who are isolated.
How do you find these people that are isolated?
These people call in.
So they find
they
you?
Call, yep, they call in, and they call into a hotline, and then everything would be set up, and then they get the information, and they go out and deliver. Since then, Marion County has now backed away and done their own thing. We decided to keep it going, and we thought it was most important. So we have a system where people call and ask for help with that. We get information. We try to personalize it if it's possible. And
so in my case, we're talking about Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Well, if we have them and can get them in a need, but we found that families needed all kinds of things. There were sometimes special needs. Whether it was food special needs, whether it was diapers and baby food, or whether it was pet food, or maybe it was paper products or cleaning products. Those are all things that even though they have a food card, they can't get if they don't have the money. And so we've had private donors that provided that stuff. The Marion Polk Food Share provided all the pre-boxed food, and that has all shelf-stable food in it. And then we also got dairy, like milk and eggs and butter and bread, frozen meat, produce, fresh produce, all that kind of stuff. And so we set up a whole line, and now we still have people that are being delivered to. We have people that pick up food, come and pick up their food.
Now, how often are they allowed to come in and pick up some food?
They can come every week if they need it.
Okay.
We have not put restrictions on it.
What are the guidelines when somebody calls up and says, hey, I need some food? What are you asking? What are they?
We are not asking anything personal. We're not asking anything about income or why their needs.
See, I would, because I'm nosy. I want to know everything.
We have no boundaries, because if somebody has a need, they wouldn't be calling if they didn't.
Sure.
And people can come pick up food for somebody else if they're not able to come pick up. And oftentimes our numbers that we have said, where we have served over 11,000 people, is what we know. We have people that have been sharing their food that they've picked up with somebody else, or they've picked up extra boxes and given it to other people. So that's just what we know. I think we've heard served many more people than that.
Is there a number that they can call if they want?
There is.
Okay,
yeah.
What would that be?
And that would be 971-900-2297. And we also have a Spanish line for those that don't speak English. It is 971-218-4002.
Okay. Are there any certain times that they can come in there? Or is it?
Our best times are Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 3. If they need anything other times, then they can call the pantry line and make arrangements, and we'll make sure they can pick up.
Tell me a little bit about the diabetes classes, Sandy. You've been conducting these classes for a while.
Forever.
See, I was going to say that, but I chose to be polite.
Oh, that's very
good. So for a while.
So actually, we will be celebrating our 14th anniversary come October 25th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Now, when someone walks in and says, hey, I've got diabetes, I'm not sure if it's diabetes 1 or diabetes 2, but I've got diabetes, and they're going to sit down and say, Sandy, cure me. What are you going to tell them?
We hold the ladder, and it's up to them to climb to the top.
Oh, you've been waiting all day to use that line, haven't you?
I have. Don't you love it?
I do.
We can only do so much. We can provide the information, but it's up to the person to take it to heart and do really want to take care of their diabetes and be healthy.
What is the one thing that is there one thing that people should with diabetes should keep in mind? This is what I really should be doing.
They need to know about the complications. When you have high blood sugars, those little glucose bits that are floating around your bloodstream are like shards of glass. And they get into your eyes, they get into your kidneys, your organs, into your nerve system and whatever. And so they need to keep their blood sugars under control. It's really, really important. And so
Doesn't metformin do it for you?
Well, we like to do it without any medications. Metformin does definitely help, and Renee is better at that part of it. She's the medical expert.
If I showed you both my list of pills that I take every day, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, you believe it.
Mm-hmm. I'm up to 16 pills in the morning, and I think I'm at 9 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife walks in. If I could, I'd put them between two pieces of bread, slapped a little bit of mayonnaise on, I got my sandwich. Because it's just, and I'll tell my doctor, I said, get me off this medication, and they give me more.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. So we like to see people get off their medication. And when we talk about the sonic vibration machines, we can address that mm-hmm. to some degree. But it's so important that people take charge of their health, because there are so many complications mm-hmm. down the road that can result if they're running with high blood sugars.
And you know, without good health, you have nothing.
That's true. And I think we have found the most important thing is education. People mm-hmm. need to learn and be aware of what all different kinds of dynamics of diabetes. Mm-hmm. And typically, your doctors, they don't have the time to educate you with that. We provide the education. It's been amazing. It's eye-opening. It's mm-hmm. it's total awareness.
Okay. And so basically we hear people saying that doctor gave me 16 prescriptions and told me to come back. And so
you've talked to my doctor then.
We've talked to a lot of them.
We only have about half a minute here. Do doctors like you folks? Oh, that answers that question. Okay. All right. We need to take a short break while we put the protection gear up so these ladies can get out of here safe and sound from all the doctors that are after them. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM, 1220 AM, we are KSLM. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM, AM, and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1... You're on.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. Are you in the market for a new car? Well, if so, I encourage you to do what I do. Head down to Lule's Car Connection. Lule's has been selling quality vehicles for over 30 years. Lule's brokers any new vehicle selling within dealer invoice. Hey, check this out. Lule's has financing with most major lenders and credit unions. So do what I do. Stop by Lule's Car Connection, located at 2055 Mission Street in Salem, and tell them Saltissimo sent you. Lule's Car Connection. We are back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show, Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and today we're talking about diabetes. We have Sandy and Renee in the studio. We're talking from the Diabetes Support Services. All right, now I don't know what to talk about this, how we're going to get into this, but I was in your place the other day. I saw this lady on this, I don't know, this weird looking machine, and she was jiggling. Well, being the creep that I am, I enjoyed watching her jiggle. Okay. And then you turned to me and said, now it's your turn. And I went, well, wait a minute. But I got on this machine, and what is this machine called?
It's called a whole body sonic vibration machine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it do? A whole sonic vibration body machine, right?
Uh-huh. It's a combination of vibration and sound waves. Sonic is sound waves that frequencies.
Okay.
And these frequencies align with different parts of your body. So between the vibration that stimulates all the muscle fibers and everything in your body, we're also using sound waves to reach all the different areas of your body. And that includes your neurological system, it includes your lymph system, it includes your cardiovascular system, your general well-being, and so it makes a difference.
You put me on this thing, and I shook for about 10 minutes, and then we were done. 10 minutes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Why only 10 minutes?
10 minutes is for fitness part of it, it's the equivalent of spending an hour and a half of aerobic activity. That's how your muscles are stimulated, right?
And I wasn't even exhausted.
And there you go. There you go. Through the research on the sonic machines that have been done, 10 minutes is just long enough to make a difference in bringing up the neurological system and the cardiovascular system, the lymph system, and that kind of stuff to see an outcome.
So, Renee, if I wanted to stay on it for 30 minutes, could I? And would that help anything? As soon as I got off, you guys shoved a bottle of water in my face. Is there a reasoning?
The water is because once you're vibrating on this machine and you have the sonic frequencies, the lymph system is lit up and will release anything that it's been hanging on to that may be toxic or not good, that is goes back through your blood supply, and we want to get it back out of your system.
Okay.
And so the water, it's kind of like after you go to a massage person will give you water and say, drink, because we've released all of this stuff. This happens with the sonic machines as well.
When I get a massage, they don't say drink, they say pay.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah. So when I'm doing this, I told you that I have had back surgery,
mm-hmm.
and I also have neuropathy, and the neuropathy seems to be getting a little bit worse. And we got on this thing. I did it for the 10 minutes, and you say three times a week, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. By my third time, I was walking into Costco where they have the cement floors, which always hurts my back after about 10 minutes in there. And I walked around with Patty for about almost 45 minutes. She goes, how are you feeling? You know what? I'm not hurting. I feel good. Do I credit that to this jiggle machine? Is that what's doing it to me? Or is it just I be feeling good on a good day?
I would say if you haven't done anything different otherwise, then this would be a change because of that. We have seen so many people change with this. The neuropathy is one of the main things, and that was research that was done at Willamette University with Dr. Jungi Hong, and he used our population from the Diabetes Support Services in that research. It proved that the sonic machine relieved pain in peripheral neuropathy and fibromyalgia, actually. They started that because there is not a good pharmaceutical relief for neuropathy.
There's not. Mm-hmm. I can tell you 16 pills a day, there's nothing that's helping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For me, my neuropathy seems to really bother me at night when I'm sitting in the recliner and Patty and I will be watching TV and I can feel the pins sticking mm-hmm. in your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, did your husband go through, does he have neuropathy?
Oh boy, yes. When Dr. Hong came to us back in 2010 to see if he could do a study on our group, my husband was on 1,600 milligrams of gabapentin, 300 milligrams of morphine.
Oh, no.
Still could not have covers on his feet at night. They were so painful. And after the 30-day study, he got off all pain medication 11 years ago and hasn't been back on it since.
Sir, is he doing this jiggle machine?
No. Well, he comes in once in a while. If he starts having some sensations, he'll come in.
Okay.
It has been just an absolute miracle for him. And we hear these stories over and over again.
So, Renee, when I had this, and I was sitting in the recliner with my wife, we're watching television there, and she asked me, she says, how are you feeling? I go, Patty, I'm not hurting. It's just not hurting. And normally it hurts every night when I'm sitting there. I'm feeling those pins and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's not hurting.
Excellent.
It's not hurting. Yeah. It's not the cure for neuropathy. You're not saying this is the cure for it. This is just helping it.
Control, yes.
Yeah, we're seeing results because of the way the sonic sound helps with neuropathy is misfiring in all the nerves. And the high blood sugars are one of the things that cause that problem. There's other things, you know, chemotherapy, other things can cause neuropathy as well. What we're finding is that with the sonic, the sound frequencies and the vibration, that it gives results. They're not saying they know exactly why. Suspect that maybe some way it's happening in the brain, the effect that is having in the brain and the perception of how the body works with the neurological system and the feedback. We haven't heard a definite answer as to exactly why. We just know it helps.
When I first got on there, you asked me, you said, okay, where do you hurt? You can almost pinpoint your legs, your back,
shoulders.
I told you is everywhere. Where don't I hurt? So you can almost kind of pinpoint where you want this to do. I've done the full body. If you're not doing the full body, let's just say you're doing the legs. What is it doing to the rest of the body when it's the sonic is hitting the legs?
It's still affecting the rest of the body, but when we set it to target a specific area, the frequencies are then set so that it targets those particular areas. We have a list that shows all the main areas of your body and the sound frequencies that affect those areas. So then we can dial in on that. We generally put people on the whole body setting so that it goes through the whole body, so that then we can identify where things are helped. You know,
I don't know if you've focused enough on it, but in my three sessions, where am I getting the help? Where what's helping my situation?
I would say it's probably stimulating all the neurological feedback, starting from your feet all the way back. Without even trying, you're increasing your circulatory system, the blood supply to all the limbs and all the organs. You're increasing your oxygenation throughout your body, which your body needs. You're improving on the lymph, your immune system. So there's a lot that benefits.
All right, I'm gonna challenge you. All right, and we're going to do this right here on the radio so everybody knows, okay? I'm going to do this for a month. I'll do it three times a week for a month, and then I'd like you both to come back in here, and I want to tell you how I'm feeling after a month. Is that something we can
have? We take you on, absolutely.
Right. Well, don't be looking so confident. You're looking like, oh, yeah, what does this dummy know? We'll show him. Now, the other thing that happened is my wife, Patty, she has Meniere's disease, and she has vertigo attacks. I don't know if you are familiar with when the vertigo attack hits. I mean, it just drops her right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When she got on, she was a little bit concerned about all the jiggling with her vertigo issues, that it was going to make her dizzy. After about 2 or 3 minutes, I remember you asked her, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And she said, I'm okay. And she went the whole 10 minutes and is ready to come back and do it again. It didn't affect her vertigo. Oh. I asked her that night, I goes, how are you feeling? She goes, feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Well, if you're feeling that good, go get me a Reese's peanut butter cup. But it didn't seem to affect her vertigo, which is because you are jiggling,
you would have
thought. So if somebody does have some type of vertigo issues or the dizziness, can they still do this?
There's lots of different ways we can set them up on it.
Close your eyes?
Close your eyes is one, so that you're not seeing things moving and that kind of thing. Another way is to start by sitting in a chair and just putting your feet on to begin with, not having your whole body on it.
Now, I saw an elderly lady come in there, and she turned around and plopped her buns right down on that thing there, and you guys fired it up.
Yes.
What is that solving? Or what is she focusing there?
She's still focusing on the whole body, but she's not able to stand and be able to stand for the whole time on it.
Okay.
I personally also sit right on the plate itself, and that gets a little closer to my back without having to go through my legs particularly. That helps my back more, and I've had a lot of good relief in my back.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And how about you? How often do you get on it?
Oh, no. I knew he was going to ask this. Not often enough.
No.
But I did break my leg in January, and so I have a new plate in it, so I have had to back off. But, yes, it's a wonderful tool. It was invented for the space program in Russia to build bone density and muscle mass, yes, because the cosmonauts were losing both of those in zero gravity. That was how this was all discovered, that it helped other problems as well.
So this is up in space as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And you suggest three times a week. Does insurance cover this?
We are not sure about the insurance. We have not been certified or whatever it takes to be insurance covered yet. As I understand it, if a person were to purchase a machine and write a doctor wrote a prescription for it, there would be insurance mm-hmm. coverages for that.
Okay. Are these machines, $29, $29.95?
A little more than that, okay. Terry.
Quite
just a little bit.
Quite a bit
yeah.
more, aren't they?
Yeah. But depending on your health, it may be life-saving for you. We
sure.
have some people that has made a mm-hmm. great difference for them.
Yeah, those 16 prescriptions, if you don't have to pay for 16 prescriptions anymore, pays for the machine pretty quickly.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. We need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Like I say, we're just getting warmed up. Today's guest, today's show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule State Farm Insurance. We'll be back in just a few more minutes. Stick around.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We are back. This is our final few minutes. Today's guests have been Sandy and Renee from the Diabetes Support Services, which is located over on Beverly Avenue, just across the street from Kaiser, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We only have a few more minutes left to go here. Let's talk about this learn and earn. What is learn and earn? Who came up with that idea?
I think that was my brainchild.
All right. What is
okay.
it?
Back when the pandemic hit in March, we had to close our in-person meetings. And so we wanted to come up with something to continue the education. It was very important. So Renee and I started doing Zoom meetings. And because we aren't 40 years old anymore, it was a learning process, but we did. We did do some Zoom meetings.
I got news for you. I'm 60 years old, and I still can't figure out the Zoom stuff.
But between the two of us, Renee and I have over 100 years of experience living with diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we wanted to take that knowledge and give it to people who were in lack of education. Following the guidelines for masks and sanitation and social distancing and all of that, we set up these classes, intending to do one session of 12 weeks, and now we are in the third session of 12 weeks. So the learning part, we decided that people needed an incentive to keep coming. As, you know, as wonderful speakers that we are and all this information we have, we wanted them to keep coming because people go on with their lives. And so sometimes it's easier to put your health on the back burner. So we came up with a Learn and Earn. I have written probably close to 50 PowerPoint programs that we're using for these classes, updating them for every session. And the Earn part, Renee can talk about what's in the kit. People who come in the beginning, they come and they get an A1C to see what their blood sugars are. And then at the end of the session, we can check it again and see if they're applying what we're teaching. And
what is a good A1C? Under 7?
Under 7, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. We have one person in the class whose A1C was 14.4.
That's not good.
Dangerous, mm-hmm. very dangerous. And so we thought they should earn something by coming. And so with good attendance, they get this kit. And it has a blood pressure cuff and a glucose monitor and strip and treatment for low blood sugars. It has an ID, diabetes ID band. What else is in it, Renee? Mm-hmm. It has...
We have glucotabs in there. We have all the things that it would take for a person who was diagnosed to come in to learn how to use a glucose monitor, what their numbers should be. We also put a wrist blood pressure cuff in there because hypertension and diabetes tend mm-hmm. to go in hand in hand.
Where
a lot
have you
of
people
times.
Been? How come you haven't talked to me a long time ago?
And this is so wonderful because it's in a little 6-pack cooler kit that they have that makes it transportable. And also, so they earn these by the end of the class, but they're using it right from the beginning.
Sure.
And they also get a notebook that will be filled up with the PowerPoints and all the handouts from each session. So at the end of 12 weeks, they have the whole group of classes. And
now,
so,
if somebody wanted to purchase one of these kits, can they purchase them from you as well?
No, they have to come and learn. Yeah, we want
to
teach
you put
that.
Me in my place, didn't you?
And man. And Terry, all of this is free.
All of this is free. All of our classes are free.
How do you people afford to keep the lights on?
We started this actually because we've got a wonderful grant that helped fund this to begin with.
Okay.
And now we are looking to create stuff that programs that we can now package and send out to other clinics, other hospitals, other retirement homes, other businesses for their education. And we rely on private donations. We have some other fundraisers that we do as well. And so, yeah.
Well, keep us informed on the fundraisers, because we at the station here love to do fundraisers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We love to,
great.
So it's a 90-minute class, and it meets every Tuesday beginning at about 1 o'clock or something.
Uh-huh.
People need to be understanding that it's about a 12-week commitment. What about somebody that works during the day and they can't get off at 1 o'clock? What do you do? Oh, I got you.
Yeah, you got it.
I knew I'd stump you on something.
So far we've found that the people that have been able to come have come. We have entertained having an evening class.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't had enough people that have responded in interest to that at this point.
Right.
But it's as well as a Spanish class.
How many people have passed through your doors? What do you think?
Well over 20,000.
Serious.
The people who have come to our health fairs, our support group meetings, we easily can log that many. And we do not know how many people are watching us on the community television stations, because our programs have been recorded and they're played twice weekly. And so...
Are they on right now? We're on CCTV or...?
Yes, some of the older ones are playing from time to time. Right. And so we easily over 20,000. We have served people across the United States and probably about 12 states in Canada, and even helped a mother in South Africa with her little 5-year-old daughter.
Do they come to you, or how did you find the one in South Africa?
She came to us. She found,
really?
She was looking for diabetes support for children, and that was when we had my pal Sticky. Her little girl was 5 years old, and so now she's probably 20.
Are there multiple diabetes support services around the country? Are you guys it, or what's
we are the only one that's independent, privately supported, such as ours, in the United States. We hospitals and clinics do offer diabetes education, but for what we are doing, we have not been able to find anybody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I deal with mine, again, I'm stage 2. My doctor has told us, well, go to the hospital and talk to them. I took them up on that, and I went down to the hospital, and it was about a 30-minute sit-down, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're done. Goodbye. I walked out of there, and I told my wife, I go, did you learn anything? She says, not really. And I'm thinking the same thing with me.
So actually, our program is called Diabetes Made Simple, Learn and Earn. And one of the students in the class yesterday said, held up her program and said, this is it, Diabetes Made Simple. We get it in little snippets, and we can understand it, and we can talk about it, each individual mm-hmm. item that is so important for me to be healthy. And so it isn't overwhelming the people who come to us. We take it as they can handle it.
Diabetes is a, I hate using the word disease, but it's really something that you can live with, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a death sentence.
No, it does not have to be a death sentence. And mm-hmm. in many cases, type 2 can be reversed. And so...
It can. Now, Renee,
I know.
This is the first time hearing that one.
Okay, yes.
It's true.
Yes, it
so
is.
So I don't have to take 16 pills a day?
Right.
There is a possibility. Right. Yep, there is a possibility. Right.
Will that also reverse the neuropathy at all? See, now we're stretching for the big
mm-hmm,
one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're taking the actions right now to find out if that's going to work for you.
30 days.
Yep.
All right, ladies, you're on. Hey, let me. I have 1,000 more questions. Would you guys come back? Well, you're going to come back in 30 days anyhow, because I'm going to tell you how wonderful the treatment's been.
Absolutely.
We would love it.
What's the phone number people can get in touch with you?
It's 503-585-1335.
Okay. And it's Diabetes Support Services. You're over there on Beverly Avenue, 3886, suite number, what is it,
I? I-21.
Why do they call mm-hmm. up something like that? Why don't they just say 21?
It's building I.
Yes. Building I.
It's building I.
But we do encourage you to, folks, just to get in there and just try this. You'll let them try it for free the first, what,
you
two
bet.
Or three times?
Uh-huh.
This jiggle machine, because it does help. It works wonders. Again, the phone number is 503-585-1335. That's 503-585-1335. Ladies, see you in 30 days.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Terry, very much.
We're just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay Sundays at 6 p.m. right here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news. We'll see you next time. Take care and be safe.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.